Real Estate Investing Success St. Louis is proudly sponsored by Call Porter. Real estate investors, need help fielding all those warm leads? Let Call Porter do the heavy lifting for you. Call Porter is the country's only live answering service specifically designed for real estate investors by real estate investors. Call Porter's highly trained United States-based staff will handle all your inbound calls and screen them for motivation, equity, condition, and asking price. Call Porter will even book appointments for you. To book your introductory call now, just go to callporter.com/schedule. That's callporter.com/schedule. Never lose a deal again. Call Porter.
Universe. Media. Publishing.
Good day, REI successors. I'm Antonio Holman, and welcome to Real Estate Investing Success St. Louis number 9, where I chat with successful people about the ins and outs and the ups and downs of the real estate investing industry right here in St. Louis. And if you'd like to learn how I've stayed motivated throughout the years, check out my new book, Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success, now on Amazon. Today, we're talking to Justin Dossie, CEO and co-owner of Call Porter and Ballpoint Marketing. From leaving a good-paying W-2 job to build his own businesses to currently scaling his ventures beyond seven figures, Justin is an REI success. Justin, are you ready to talk real estate investing with me today?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for being here. Justin, aside from your real estate investing business and industry-related businesses, tell us a little bit more about your personal life.
Sure. So I'm a husband. I've been married to my wife for 11 and a half years. Got three children. Got a puppy named Ziggy as well. And, in my free time, most of my time is spent with them or fly fishing. It's actually something I recently started doing that I really enjoy.
So how did you come to get into the real estate investing industry, and why did you feel that this was the viable industry for you?
Sure. So it started with my brother and I. My brother's my business partner in both of these businesses. Both of us have worked in call centers here in St. Louis in the car warranty industry. I was in for about 10 years. He did about 5 or 6. And he himself left and started doing real estate investing himself and got to the point to where he was missing phone calls. He was taking calls during dinner, things like that, and it wasn't really viable for him being married anymore to be tethered to his phone 24/7. And so he happened to hire someone from the industry we knew to take his phone calls and build some rapport, book appointments and things like that. And he kind of snowballed it from there into having about 4 or 5 employees and taking calls for about 20 clients that were good friends of his. And at the time, I happened to be the director of customer service for one of the largest car warranty companies here in St. Louis, managing over 75 people between 3 departments. And at that point, I was kind of at a crossroads in my life where I didn't like what I was doing. I was stressed out, anxious, all kinds of just health issues with working so much. And my brother had approached me and said, "Hey, you should come quit, or you should quit and come join me in this venture and help me grow it." And at that point, I wanted to, but didn't know how in the world I would do it because I was making good money, had my second daughter, or my first daughter on the way, rather, and didn't really know how we could make it work financially. And through working with a business coach at my previous employment, really helped me set everything up to be able to leave and get started in that. And, so I ultimately made the leap about 2.5 years ago to leave and run this business. And I think what stood out to me the most is, one, it's pretty much exactly what I was doing already, running a call center, growing it, and really just tweaking some certain things to pertain to the real estate investing industry. And I had seen the success my brother had had. Him and I are very like-minded in the business sense. And so ultimately, I think the biggest thing that made me jump was just I was extremely unhappy with what I was doing at that point and wanted to build something for myself.
What's your favorite part of running your businesses in the real estate investing industry?
For me is seeing success of others. I've always been a big proponent of helping others and getting people to where they want to be in their business. And so ultimately by working with our clients, whether if it's in Call Porter, Ballpoint, or some of the coaching stuff we do, seeing people go from struggling and not being able to answer their phone calls to hearing testimonials of deals that they've done, time that they've freed up, and they're not tethered to their phone and they're actually able to spend some time working in on their business and not in it, is really cool for me to just see that and develop those relationships with them.
As we know, business life can be full of ups and downs. Throughout your journey, what do you feel was that time when you felt most unsuccessful, and how did you overcome it?
That's a great question. I think as an entrepreneur, that's always kind of there. Never really goes away. Like I've noticed myself that even now I can have a week where I wonder what I'm doing, and then other weeks where it's fantastic. I think probably the biggest point in that, though, was actually, I'm going to say beginning of last year, 2019, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong year, when we were having issues with a software that we were using that was causing us to lose clients, we're having unsatisfactory results, clients leaving, some issues like that, and really, I think the number one thing that helped me out of that scenario is, one, relying on others that I knew who were where I wanted to be and working within my network of people that I work with, and just having someone there to talk to about different things, and ultimately putting forth an action plan to correct those issues, writing down the steps, and then following them out to correct the issues we've had.
Now, according to your bio, you've had some challenges with anxiety and stress. What are three key ways you've learned to work through these times while scaling a 7+ figure business?
Sure. Yeah, that was it's something, again, that never really goes away. The more real estate investors I know, or the more entrepreneurs I know, they also deal with something similar. So, for me, I think the biggest thing that helped with that was admitting that it's something I struggled with instead of fighting it. There's something that very calming, I guess, that comes with admitting that you are anxious or that you have this stress or this anxiety or whatever it might be, and really just acknowledging that it's there. Second for me was, anytime I get extremely stressed out or anxious or whatever it is writing it down. Right, then you're not able to sit there and ruminate on it in your head over and over and over again and worry about the worst case scenario or all these different branches of scenarios that can come off of it, and you're able to just write it down clear as day and filter through what needs to be fixed. I've actually done this fairly recently, even with things where I'm like, I don't even know what I'm going to do, and being able to just sit there and write things down has been a big help. The third, and probably not the last, but one of the better ones as well, has been practicing mindfulness. There's a good book by Tessa Watts called Mindfulness, and it's pretty much the practice of just being mindful and grateful for everything that's going on as it happens. And instead of just living on autopilot, like most people do, grinding, working, just going through the motions every day, for lack of a better term, it's really stopping to smell the roses, right? Sit there and understand, in this moment, what's going on around you, acknowledging my kids that are playing and, seeing them grow and different things like that, or seeing the success in our businesses, and just truly being slowing down and paying attention and being grateful for things has been a huge help as well.
Yeah, I think that that is some very powerful points of getting through those types of stresses, because when you're an entrepreneur and building a business, it's there's so much stuff that goes on all at once. And before you know it, it's like you have to come up with some type of system to keep your sanity. So, yeah, so I really enjoy those points. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's one quote that really stuck with me early on when I had first, it's probably 6 months in, doing Call Porter. I read this quote from a CEO that said, "Nothing is ever as bad as it seems, and nothing's ever as amazing as it seems." And I actually have that printed out, written in my office, because I've had plenty of times where I've, you know, been pursuing working with a vendor or having an affiliate with a business or something, you know, and the world's promised to you, and it doesn't always pan out the way it is gonna, or you expect it to be, or vice versa, you know, when something seemingly catastrophic happens in your business, as it ultimately will at some point, if you really think about it, it's not the end of the world. So that's also a huge, that quote alone has been a really big, just really good reminder to look back at.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Staying grounded. That's it. What's the one positive goal you're focused on today in your REI industry business?
One positive goal, I mean, I think our number one goal, because I took over Ballpoint Marketing back in October, and it was the first couple months was a lot of restructuring. The guy who ran it before me had caused all kinds of issues. So we've been correcting everything, getting it on schedule and where it should be. But ultimately, I think the number one goal with that business is to have it over seven figures by the end of the year, which I don't think we'll have any issue doing with some of the partnerships and accounts we've landed here lately. I think that's probably my number one goal right now for our businesses.
Currently, what's your favorite technology that helps you succeed and why do you use it?
Right now is going to be monday.com. Man, that's a hard one. I've got so many, but that's probably the biggest one right now. Monday is what I use to track all of our orders, all of our fulfillments and our processes with Ballpoint right now. And it allows us to keep everything neat and organized in a simple place. It's got statuses and dates and due dates that you can build into it. But I think the best part with it is it's 100% customizable to any business, right? Like, it's not designed just for real estate investors. But if you're someone who struggles with tasks or you've got notebooks everywhere with things written down that need to have a process or a system in place, Monday is probably the best one to do, because you're also able to build in a lot of automations and integrations into it to where, you know, when we send a new client's order to the printers, we change a status, it sends an email to the customer letting them know what's going on, and kind of follows an email sequence through the path of production and things in there as well. So that one has been a really nice one to work with lately.
Hang tight, REI successors. We'll return to our conversation with Justin Dawsey after a word from our sponsors. Coming soon from St. Louis Real Estate Investor Magazine, STL REI Girls Podcast.
Hey, it's Sandra Holtmeyer.
And Melanie Claiborne.
In our show, we share how we found our freedom through real estate, created multiple streams of income, and what we're doing now.
As we talk about our journey to building lasting wealth, we'll enjoy conversations with extraordinary people we've met along the way.
So check out our podcast, STL REI Girls.
You know you want to.
Pest problem? Two Nice Guys Termite and Pest Control is your pest control solution. For the past 35 years, Two Nice Guys Termite and Pest Control has been protecting homes and businesses just like yours from disease and destruction from all pests. Two Nice Guys Termite and Pest Control serves the greater St. Louis metro area and its surrounding counties. And the other perk about Two Nice Guys, they use all natural green compounds. If you're seeking trained professionals to handle all of your pest maintenance needs in Missouri and Illinois, call Two Nice Guys now at 636-464-1411. Email at info@twoniceguys.com or visit twoniceguys.com. That's the number 2, NICEGUYS.com. Two Nice Guys Termite and Pest Control. St. Louis. Artistry Flooring is here to help you with any of your flooring-related needs. With over 22 years' experience, there's no job too big or too small. Artistry Flooring gives free estimates and consultations on any of your flooring jobs. With two huge showrooms available displaying thousands of flooring options for you to choose from, Artistry Flooring can get you the look and feel you've been searching for. They can even match the old floors you currently have now. Artistry Flooring cares deeply about your needs and take total pride in their work. Whether you need a new flooring install or in need of a flooring repair, Artistry Flooring will exceed your expectations. Contact them now at 314-458-8213. That's 314-458-8213. Artistry Flooring. And we're back with Carl Porter and Ballpoint Marketing CEO and co-owner, Justin Dossie. Justin, if people want to learn more, how can our listeners connect with you?
Follow me on Facebook. You find me on Facebook. I don't have a private profile or anything like that. If you go to callporter.com, ballpointmarketing.com, find out more about both of those businesses. But I would also suggest following my business partner and brother, Ryan. Same last name, obviously. You can check out his website at ryandossie.com. I owe all of our success to him and the marketing that he puts out there. By following him, you're going to get a lot of really, really good content pertaining to real estate investors. We've got a few here in the St. Louis market that we already work with, and he puts out a fantastic amount of content of different deals that are done, techniques, things that are working, things that aren't. So I would check out those.
Since entering the real estate investing industry, what are you most grateful for?
For me, I'm going to say the time that I have with my family now. Being in this industry, working with the people I work with, and knowing and meeting the people that I've met, a lot of great ones here in St. Louis and people outside of the St. Louis area as well, have not only taught me, and helped me with building my business, but also how to build time in for myself and build time in to spend time with my family. I always wanted to run my own business since I was like 20 years old and always wanted to make sure that I could be there for my family while I did that. And so to be able to say that I can do that now at just turning 30 years old and never missing a kid's play or soccer game or dinner or whatever it might be, always being able to be here, I think is the most important thing for me.
Finally, Justin, what's your definition of REI business success?
Of REI business success, I'm going to have to say is consistent conversion is a big part of it. And your follow-up is ultimately what's going to help get to that area. I don't know if I'm even answering this question the right way, but basically what's coming to mind. I work with a lot of real estate investors around the country, even in our coaching group that we do. And the number one difference I see between what helps someone be successful versus not is consistent follow-up to be able to work with the people that they're trying to help.
REI Successors, I hope you've enjoyed my quick conversation with Justin Dossie. Please check out more great REI content like this, as well as our incredible growing business directory at stlreimag.com. Also, you can find more of this podcast at reisuccesspod.com. That's reisuccesspod.com. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay grateful, stay successful, and be free.
If you'd like to be a guest or advertise on this podcast, email us at info@stlreimag.com. Our theme music is Warzone by Unknown Brain, featuring MIME.
Is your rental business not running quite the way you hoped? Are tenant problems becoming, your problem? Are you skeptical about turning over your rental portfolio to a property manager? Meet Mark Dolfini, landlord coach, full-time real estate investor, and best-selling author of the book, The Time Wealthy Investor 2.0. Mark once thought that real estate investing was the best way to quit his job and become his own boss. The trouble was, he ended up working more hours than ever and ended up working for the worst boss in the world, himself. With lots of help, learning, and trial and error, Mark has turned his once 20-hour-per-day real estate job into a 2-hour-per-week real estate business, and he'd like to share his secrets with you so you can do the same. Head on over to landlordcoach.com/STL for Mark's free quick start kit. Look, money's important, no doubt, but time is the holy grail. If you're ready to have the passive income real estate business you've always dreamed of, if you want more money and time in your life, if you want actual freedom on your calendar, If you want time wealth, head on over to landlordcoach.com/STL for your free quick start kit. That's landlordcoach.com/STL. Remember, if you don't place a value on your time, someone else will.